And a pleasant Tuesday. Good morning, live from our KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we're joined in the studio by the Independence Chamber Director, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Always glad to have you here in studio with us, talking on behalf of everything great coming out of the chamber and events maybe to throw down on your calendar for the upcoming month. But here real quick, before we even get to anything that is going on up there in Independence, it is certainly something construction. I don't know if it's construction or painting or whatever is going on, but I know this last year was something I was very excited to see, and now it's finally happening. The Penn Trestle Project looks like completion by tomorrow, or when are we thinking?
That's right. In fact, it might even be later today. But yes, they blocked the highway. They have been sandblasting. They've been painting, so the trestle is painted, and they will be finishing that up early today. And then they will be stretching out two huge banners across the trestle. One direction, if you're headed north, will be telling you all about what lies ahead with the park and the zoo, pictures of animals and the train and the carousel. And then if you're coming from the north, headed south, we'll be telling you all about things that are the treasures of our community with William Inge, Niwala, our state park, Little House on the Prairie, just all our historical downtown, all kinds of things. So it's really going to be almost a billboard on a train trestle. So it's going to be something really, really cool that I think will set us apart. And I think it's going to be something that people look at and go, oh my goodness, that would really be cool in our community.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right. Well, and I like the way that you had done it as well. Obviously you're painting, sandblasting the trestle itself, so it gives a little face uplift, but these are banners that are going in. So technically, say we have a big event or like you had mentioned, Niwala comes around or something like that, we might be able to get more banners to throw up there. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right now, these will probably be up for at least over a year.
Oh, yeah.
They're not easy to take down and put back up.
Can't
so
imagine.
It's not your typical banner.
Yep.
But the life of them will be somewhere around probably 2 to 3 years, and then they will need to be replaced. So I would assume that we will look at these and think, okay, are we showcasing everything that's the best of the best in town, or is there something new that's happening in our community that we want to make people aware of? Just get feedback after we put them up. But they are truly amazing. They're custom pieces, and it's just a gateway into our community. So I think it's really going to be a great piece of advertisement and a tourism boost.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been at a better spot either, because when you're coming down north, you get to drive by the cemetery and the big, beautiful park and everything, and then boom, there's a sign, welcome to the downtown area. And then the opposite, you just drove through the downtown area, you're wondering what's up on the northern end, oh, there's a zoo, there's a park over here, so I think it could not have been a more perfect spot for it either, and I'm excited to finally see it up there. So
we are very excited.
Roads-wise, I would imagine still closed down today, or what are they doing with that?
Yes, the highway is still closed. Okay. It will be closed until tomorrow.
Gotcha.
They've gotten approval to have it closed until then. So they're working. They worked all weekend into the wee hours of the morning, taking advantage of literally every minute that they had available to be able to get this project done.
Yeah, I remember you bringing it up last year. Is it something we should do? Absolutely. And now it's finally being pushed into motion and almost done. Completed at this point. So very neat. Well, hey, it is Tuesday, which means the weekly community recycling day is today. Anything else going on today, Lisa?
Absolutely. Yes, there is. There's a lot going on today. So we do have the recycling day. It's at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple. Take your recyclables out there from 11 to 1 every Tuesday, and then again on the first Saturday of every month. And then the Chamber's actually having Business After Hours tonight. It's hosted by Country Place Senior Living at 2120 North 13th Street at 5 o'clock. And that's just an opportunity for all of us to get inside the doors of some of our local Chamber members and learn about what is happening within their business. And then later on in the evening at 6 o'clock is the SEK Cancer Support Group, and that is always on the second Tuesday of every month out at the Nazarene Church. It starts at 6:30. Everyone is welcome, whether you are a cancer patient, a survivor, a family member, a friend. If you're if you are connected with cancer and you think you would benefit, or you know of somebody who would benefit from the support group, please join in on that. Tonight's speaker will be Dr. Logan Null. He is a young professional who has relocated back to Independence. He was born and raised here, and he's a chiropractor with Null Chiropractic. And he's going to be talking all about the importance of nutrition and physical health when you start to take on the fight of cancer. So he will have a great message to deliver this evening. And again, that's at the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street. It starts at 6:30, and it's always on the second Tuesday of the month. And then after that, you just head on out to the park, because at 8 o'clock in the evening, every Tuesday again through the summer months,
that's right,
Mid-Continent Band will play. This is their 127th year of playing, and they perform every Tuesday evening until about mid-August. So if you're looking for something nice and relaxing and enjoyable, grab your lawn chair or just make your way down to the band shell. There's plenty of seating. Some people like to bring their lawn chairs and sit kind of at the, you know, at the top mm-hmm. of the hill right there. So anyway, enjoy the beautiful music of Mid-Continent Band tonight. And again, that will be at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and you know what Amberly and I did that one night is we kind of just came across it one night. But it was nice to kind of have the music in the background. Even if you don't go directly up to the shell, it's nice to have the little music in the background, especially on a you know, hopefully Mother Nature pulls through. But there's nothing like a beautiful evening with some good music in the background at a wonderful park. So, well, hey, it looks like this weekend is the first of many of the Independence Children's Summer Theater. But before we get there, Thursday, they got a blood drive going
on. They
up
do.
There.
So the Red Cross blood drive will be at the Civic Center on Thursday from 11:15 to 5:15. So I know that you can call and make reservations for your spot, or you can also just show up. So again, that's at the Civic Center this Thursday, 11:15 to 5:15. And you mentioned all of the Independence Children's Summer Theater productions, and you are correct. The first one will kick off this weekend. It is The Day Aliens Attacked Fairfield. It is directed by John Gray, who is the music teacher at the at Eisenhower Elementary, and he is fabulous. So I'm sure it's going to be amazing. The shows, all three of the shows, the Friday and Saturday shows all start at 7, and the Sunday matinee is at 2. And those are the times for all three performances of three different musicals and theatrical performances. So this weekend will be The Day Aliens Attack Fairfield, like I just said. And then just the following weekend on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd will be 101 Dalmatians. And that's a kids version of that at the same times, 7, 7, and 2. And then Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. is going to be on June 28th, 29th, and 30th. So they're all out at the Inge Theater. You and Emerly should go, because they are, I cannot tell you how good these productions are. The room is always, or the theater is always filled with parents and grandparents of all the kiddos that are on stage. But I go to all of them when I can. I plan to be at all of these, because it's just, it's truly amazing. They have been, this is their 15th season, and they started out in 2005 with just one musical show. They had 54 kids in the cast, and now 15 seasons later, they're doing three shows, two musicals and one play, and there's over 200 kids.
Yeah, and I think those are the numbers that kind of get buried underneath. Is we hear about this event year in, year out, but where's the growth to it? You got to love to see how it's expanded as much as it has. I mean, from 50 kids to over 200 kids, and now we're running three shows. First of all, the popularity is there. Obviously, the instructors, they attract all of these kiddos to come back, or to for new kiddos to maybe try something new. And then obviously, up on stage, you can see it yourself. I mean, it great teaching and then great talent on the stage as well. So it's certainly maybe something I got to check out. I don't think this weekend fairly busy, but I might have to get over for that 101 Dalmatians.
And you know, one other thing, it builds such self-confidence in our youth.
It does.
And the other piece is, when you watch this performance, you have to realize these kids did not start practicing until school got out. They've only been doing this just some short weeks.
Yep.
And what they will perform on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is just incredible. And again, it builds our theater programs at our high schools, at our college level, for our Niwala performances. And it gives these children an opportunity to be on stage that they wouldn't otherwise have you know, it's just, it's an incredible opportunity. And we're very thankful for all of the adult volunteers that, you know, heard all of these, you know, 200 kiddos as they're performing and practicing every day, and they're guiding and directing them. And so it's wonderful. So
very cool. Well, that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday's at 2 p.m. And then on Saturday, looks like. So maybe catch the play on Friday night. Then Saturday has got a long day of items. Farmers market in the morning and then something in the evening as well.
Yes, so Farmers Market is going strong. Lots of great things at the Farmers Market. You can get, there's lettuce, there's not tomatoes yet, but there's lettuce and potatoes and onions and spinach and sugar peas. And now I think they're going to have green beans this weekend. There's zucchini, beer rocks, jellies, baked goods. They even have bedding plants and herbs. So honey, strawberries, all kinds of things at the farmer's market. So you definitely want to get down there. Check it out early. It's at the corner of Penn and Myrtle in downtown Independence from 7:30 to 10:30. And that's every Saturday through August. And then, as you said, Saturday night, there's going to be an event that is a fundraiser. And you need to get your ticket. You need to make your reservations today, because today is the cutoff for the event that will take place at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. And it's called the Meadowlark Lounge. And are you familiar at all with the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I've never been there, but I've been to Nashville. I heard about it, and obviously I've heard of Bluebird before. So
yes.
Is this kind of what they're hoping for, or what's the idea behind it?
It is. It is patterned right after the well-known Bluebird Cafe experience, where singer-songwriters will gather around a table and they will talk and play as if there was no one else in the room. So they will just talk about their songs. They will, input from others that are around the table on their thoughts around it, and they will be playing their songs. We have four performers that will be playing, and I will talk about them in just a second, but I want you to know to call 331-3515 to make your reservation. It's $25, and that includes dinner, so it's a great evening. Dinner will be at 6 o'clock. The concert will start at 7 o'clock. All the proceeds benefit the museum, so it's giving to a great cause. And you will enjoy the music from Martin Metzger. He is formerly from Nashville, Tennessee, and Daytona, Florida. And I heard him actually perform last Friday at Rotary. Incredibly talented guitarist and vocalist. And he has actually performed at the Bluebird Cafe.
Really?
So, yes. So I thought that was really cool. And then we also have Stacy Lapardus from Independence and Chris Mitchell. And Chris Mitchell has also performed at the Bluebird Cafe. So, and Stacy Lapardus has a beautiful voice. So I'm excited to listen to her perform. And then a young guy from Cherryvale, Cody Johnson, will also be there. So these four entertainers will be playing and singing around the table, you know, as part of the kind of a Bluebird Cafe experience. So we're going to call ours the Meadowlark Lounge, and we anticipate that this might not be the one and only, that this might happen again in the future. But again, it's $25, and it includes dinner, and it contributes to our museum, so it's a great fundraiser, and it would be just a wonderful evening.
Yeah, sounds like a live interactive jam session. It really is what it is. Just go in and listen to these guys put some productions together. I learned guitar by myself. I've kind of put it together, and whatever sounds right by any means. I couldn't read you any music. I have no idea what I'm doing in terms of reading music, but I've learned, you know, so much more by playing with people and playing around people and kind of bouncing ideas off of. So not only is this good for the artist, hopefully this attracts some more artists as well for a later event, but you know, get some people in there, because it's very neat to kind of see the structure of how songs are built, maybe lyrics. So yeah, you don't want to miss out on that. So that'll be a pretty cool idea. That is on the 15th. I've been trying to get Mike Flood in here to talk on behalf of it these last couple of days, but I haven't had any luck of getting a hold of him. So hopefully I do before Saturday is coming up here. But looks like next week, it looks like the Emergency Services Heroes Dinner is next week.
Yes. So this is something that our community did a couple of years ago in an effort to just show our appreciation to our fire, EMS, police, and dispatch. we helped put together a dinner that was especially for them, an opportunity for them to get together as their coworkers, their spouses, significant others, just as a night, you know, just to relax and enjoy a meal together. And then they also gave awards out and did some other fun things, showed some videos and things. So last year we didn't do that for them, but this year we are doing it again. And it's going to be the Emergency Services Heroes Banquet and Awards. The Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, is actually going to be coming to town to be able to speak to them. And it's just going to be a great night for them. And so I say that for a couple of reasons, because this is not a chamber event. We're helping them coordinate it. But it's really an evening that they wanted to have themselves, but they don't have the funds for it because there's not a budgeted, monies for something like this. So we decided that we would just ask our community to give back to them. So it's a way for us to show our appreciation for all that they have done. And we actually started working on this before the flood. And now, you know, that we've had all of the water situations, I can't imagine a group of people that need our appreciation more than fire, police, EMS, and dispatch. So, and also sometimes when we do things like this, you know, it's big companies that give and it requires large sums of money. This is $5, $10, $15, $50, you know, whatever you want to give as a citizen, to be able to show them your appreciation. So you can drop off your money if you're interested at the Chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue, and the event will be next Tuesday evening. And again, the second thing I wanted to make clear is that we are not leaving out our rural fire or our county public service people at all. We incredibly appreciate everything that they do. But this event is just something that the city wanted to do, and we're just helping them with it. So this particular one will be just the Independence Fire, Police, EMS, and Dispatch. And it will be a dinner event where they will be getting awards and enjoying that presentation by Derek Schmidt, the Attorney General. So if you're interested in contributing, like I said, just drop off some money and we will add it to the collection, and then we will be able to take care of that evening for them.
Easy enough. And as we pass the bottom of the hour here, still got some stuff to maybe mark down on your calendars for the end of the month, as the third Friday will be the 21st, but that also brings back All Wheels Night up at Independence.
Yes. So All Wheels Night is, like you said, always the third Friday, so that will be June 21st at 6 o'clock in the evening in downtown Independence, in particular the 200 block. And this month we will have special music by Straight Away, and they'll have lots of giveaways. And then I always say this, don't cook dinner that night. Come on down. You can have walking tacos and a drink for $5 at the American Soda Fountain. So bring your car, bring your lawn chair, just come downtown and enjoy a fun evening with friends and family and enjoying all the hot rods and souped up cars. And then at 8 o'clock, they will pull out for an old-fashioned cruising Indy. So
awesome.
That's a fun night.
Awesome. And then it looks like the 29th also kicks off the free downtown movie night with Captain Marvel. How's
yes,
that?
Yes. So it is it is summer movie night season, and we're going to have lots of movies this summer. And we will kick off Teen Night, showing Captain Marvel on Saturday, June 29th at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock will be kind of the few hours of our pre-show activities, lots of fun things happening, and then the show will start at 9 o'clock. Everything is free. This particular one is focused on our teens, so we ask that kids, middle school and high school, are the ones who attend this one. And let's let the teens just hang out by themselves and kind of have an evening together, and lots of fun things that will be happening that night. And then we have three other movies for all of the other kiddos. Incredibles 2 will be July 27th. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World will be on August 24th. And Wonder Park will show on September 28th. So we're excited about our movie night, Captain Marvel. It's being brought to you by Textron Aviation and Potts Chapel. And again, that's for middle school kids, 12 to 18 in downtown Independence. And you can just join all the fun.
Absolutely. Again, that is Independence Chamber Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, thanks for giving us all the latest news and everything coming out of the chamber, and maybe marking down a couple of dates on our calendar as well. We'll check in with the chamber next Tuesday. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's a Mighty 690 KGGF.